Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, especially the friends and the family of Levon and especially his daughter Sarah. I met Sarah up at the hospital on Wednesday. Levon was resting in her hospital bed with the usual smile. And before I could even start the devotion, Levon asked if it would be okay to plan her funeral. Well, there were 9 hymns, 5 Bible passages, all of which we've concluded from last night and today, ideas for several people to be involved, reviewing of Mel's family, her family, and of course, food. But it's not often one would hear this comment, "I could make a pan of bars." That was the faithfulness and the thoughtfulness of Levon. Faithfulness. Many of you, family and friends and those at St. Andrew, know Levon's faithfulness. You could list her faithfulness in so many ways, and if she couldn't do something, she would let you know. And St. Andrew was blessed in so many ways by Levon, her many church activities, her involvement in the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, and singing in the choir until her voice would not. Oh, and her bars. Yet with all of her faithfulness to you and to her Lord, we find ourselves here today. Yes, with all her faithfulness, she still died. We are reminded that even with all the good that is done, we are still sinners. Not just in activity, but it is our condition. And the wages of our sinful condition is death. And so today we pause for a moment and ask ourselves, is being faithful really worth it? Levon faithfully waited. Sarah faithfully waited. We wait for things to get better, but they did not. In the planning, another scripture passage that was selected was Lamentations 3:22-26. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Wow. That is quite a statement of faith, especially when you understand when this was said. It is a statement of faith by Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, as he waited, as he begged, as he prayed. He was faithful even when others were not. And yet, he found himself taken captive. His own country and the very city in which he lived was destroyed. And it looks like there is nothing left for him. And yet, it is said, he never questions either God's justice or his love. There is no attempt to evade his people's responsibility. But if God is faithful, then there must be confidence and hope in the Lord and his word. God is faithful. And so you find in Jeremiah this stubborn faithfulness, this stubborn confidence in the Lord when he confesses, "Great is your faithfulness in the midst of so much difficulty, trial, and loss." This passage is at the very center of Lamentations. It means that it is the high point, the apex. God's steadfast love and faithfulness are at the is at the center of attention. This confession made by Jeremiah, when it looks like he lost everything, like Job, and like the one who passes from this life. But we also heard the confession from Job, after my skin has been destroyed, and yet in my flesh I will see God, whom I will see for myself, my own eyes shall behold and not another. For I know my Redeemer lives. And so Paul encourages, but we do not want you to be uninformed about those who fall asleep, that you may not grieve like those who do not have hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and that he rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with those who have fallen asleep. You see, the value of those who believe in Jesus is not summed up by their faithfulness nor by their death. It is summed up by the resurrection, by the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus was faithful to his heavenly Father, even to his earthly parents, when there were so many who were not faithful, even fought against him. We are reminded in Philippians 2 that Jesus was even faithful to death, even death on the cross. Jesus was faithful even when he received what he did not deserve, the due penalty of sin. His people sinned, and ours. But we know that death did not hold him, did not hold him down, for God the Father accepted his sacrifice and raised him from the dead. For God's love and faithfulness are greater than death. Therefore, in and by Jesus, we are assured that there is a place for us in heaven. As we read in John chapter 14, in the same passage, he promises that he will come back for those who believe in Jesus. And in 1 Thessalonians, we heard that he will come back not just for us, but also for those who fall asleep, for those who die in him. Lord, great is your faithfulness. And as we heard today, in John chapter 10, Jesus came that his sheep, yeah, that includes you who believe in him, would have life and have it abundantly. He promised this by his resurrection, but that doesn't mean that we have to wait for this abundant life. We are to live it out now. That abundant life starts today, the day that we believe in Jesus, even in the days that it doesn't seem to be true. That promise of the abundant life shows itself in faith. Faith in the promises that God has given to us. That promise shows itself when we are faithful in matters, no matter what, I should say. Just like Levon, when faced with her impending death, plans on making a pan of bars. In Jesus, that's the way we are to live, even when we face our own death, even when everything else is taken from this life. We have all that we need in Jesus Christ our Lord. He is not only our resurrection, but our life as well. So even in the midst of grief, we celebrate. We celebrate because in Jesus, the Good Shepherd, we have reasons to celebrate. We have reasons to celebrate the joyful with a joyful Easter hymn. We can joyfully thank and wait for things to get better, even when it looks like they are not. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
For information about our congregation, for service times and schedule, please visit our website at www.standrewlcms.org. Thank you for listening to sermons preached at St. Andrew Lutheran Church in West Fargo, North Dakota, a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.